Out of a beautiful fall sky, a drone, an unmanned aerial vehicle, lands outside the Saybrook Point Inn to a rapturous reception from a group of business executives. The green and black device is about 3 feet across, carries a video camera and weighs less than 5 pounds. It looks like a tiny helicopter with four rotors. This demonstration has been arranged by the Connecticut Business and Industry Association. CVIA's Eric Brown says this conference, the first of its kind in the state, is about showing the business community the real potential of drones.
So obviously most people are familiar with drone technology when it comes to military operations, but both in scale of the vehicles and in the technology involved, they're now becoming important scientific tools as well as compliance tools.
Specifically in this setting, environmental compliance. Most of the companies here are large utilities, drug companies or manufacturers, all of whom have to answer to the Environmental Protection Agency.
There are a variety of sensors that can be used to monitor air quality, water quality, soil contamination. This is becoming an important frontier for both regulatory agencies and for companies who have obligations to make sure that their various activities are within environmental limits.
The demonstration, including a precision indoor flight, comes courtesy of Professor Massimiliano Lega of the University of Naples, a former aerospace engineer turned environmental expert, who's something of a civilian drone pioneer.
But I will show you the dashboard of this instrument that in real time transmits data.
Lega has worked with the Italian Coast Guard to map pollution on the country's coastline. His technology has been responsible for apprehending tanker captains illegally dumping oil at sea. And he says with a thermal imaging camera mounted on a drone, you can pinpoint a single outflow of pollution from a seaside coffee shop.
We discovered that the drones or other type of aerial platform are the best way to have a special point of view on the environment.
Matthew Heckman runs an environmental consulting agency in Rhode Island. He specializes in remediating contaminated sites.
As you go to a property, you're trying to map the property, so kind of hard to do often on the ground, or it would be labor-intensive, take multiple people surveying, etc. So the ability to get a reasonably accurate, high-quality aerial video, especially close up, would be helpful.
Of course, aerial video is perfectly possible right now if you want to hire a plane and a pilot, but that could set you back tens of thousands of dollars. Lega's device can be hired in Europe right now for 500 euros a day, less than $700. And there are amateur drones for hobby use you can buy on Amazon for less than $100. That's something that concerns Brian Hearing.
They can really be used for intellectual property theft. We're going to show some cases where they've put Wi-Fi hacking apparatus on drones and landed them on your business to hack into your network.
Hearing is the founder of Drone Shield. His company makes an automated listening device that can warn you if a drone is near your property.
Could you sit out there and listen for a drone? Possibly, if you knew what to listen for. The benefit of our, using a computer to do this, it's on 24/7. You can set it around the perimeter of your property, give you enough warning when one's coming.
Lots of companies are excited about the possibilities for reducing costs and cutting risk by using drones. For instance, farmers can use them for spraying pesticides or counting livestock. But Hearing says even in an industry that's embraced the technology, there are mixed feelings.
There's been a great upswelling of farmers in the Midwest against the EPA. They're accused of using drones to take overhead shots. Farmers are a special case because their residence is on the same location as their business. So they're concerned about privacy loss there.
All of this explosion of activity around drones is taking place in a legal grey area. The FAA has yet to open US airspace officially to civilian drones, and it may be 2015 before it formulates the rules for their use. In the meantime, though, it's issuing hundreds of special use permits to police departments, university researchers, and to companies. Only 8 states have laws on the books about drones, but more than 40 are discussing them. And in the absence of an FAA framework, that's likely to lead to a confusing legal patchwork. Professor Lega says that issue is holding the industry back.
We have also a lot of limits that are not only limits for the people, the company or the agent that want to use drones, but it's a big limit also for the people that want to develop the drones.
The rise of the drone has been compared to the advent of the automobile in the age of horse-drawn carriages. Those currently being made are the Model Ts of the age, technological marvels to be sure, but nothing compared to what's to come. Whether you regard that as a great new efficiency or a worrying invasion of privacy, you can be sure it's going to change your life. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.